So, has everyone been well rested this week? It is Friday. Can barely see you. You're like flecks of moving light. Those of you with glasses are reflecting. Oh, I see you. Did you slept well or you didn't sleep well? You did sleep well. I slept very poorly last night. And it reminds me that at 6:03 in the morning of August 16th, 1942, the U.S. Navy blimp L-8 ascended from Treasure Island in the San Francisco Bay to conduct an anti-submarine patrol along the California coast. Aboard were pilot Ernest Cody and Ensign Charles Adams. The flight proceeded uneventfully until 7:42 when Cody reported that they had spotted an oil slick and they were going to investigate. At 11:15, caddies at a beachside golf club saw the airship float in off the ocean, its motors silent. Descending, it tangled itself in some telephone lines and struck the roofs of a few houses before coming to rest in Daly City. The first person to reach the downed ship, volunteer fireman William Morris, was very surprised at what he found. The doors were open, and nobody was inside. There was no trace of Cody or Adams. Though most of the fuel had been dumped, the life raft and the parachutes were still properly stowed, and the radio was in perfect order. Only the crew was missing. After a search, the Navy declared itself certain that the men were not in the ship at any time that it had traveled over land. Two fishing vessels who had been near the oil slick testified that they did indeed see the blimp descend to investigate, but that nothing had fallen or dropped from the blimp. The Coast Guard search turned up nothing, and Cody and Adams were declared missing and then pronounced dead a year later. And that's all. No one knows what became of them. And I don't know why I'm even sharing this with you.